sins. See now, more, dressed in red, make a man lose his head. See now, more. And he she wake his days, and she make him love her, and she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan. Thank you.
was Square Pusher, with the distorted glitch of Baltang Arg, from the veteran British electronic musician's album on Warp, Damage and Furies. Our set of Deep Threes began with a Tolo from Giovanni Francesca's Rame album. Then we drifted off into a daydream while studying The Art of Conversation under Kenny Barron and Dave Holland. And our thoughts turned to Gingy, with songwriter Antonio Jobim gently strumming his guitar, and the unmistakable voice of the chairman of the board himself singing Ray Gilbert's English lyrics from the grandly eponymous 1967 album on Reprise, Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Abel Korzeniowski tried to gently nudge us at snack time with Everyone Loves Oranges, from the soundtrack for the TV series Penny Dreadful, before the voice of soprano Martha Kluver summoned ghosts with the words of poet Matthew Zubruder in parts 3 and 4 of Missy Mazzoli's Vespers for a New Dark Age, interlude 1, and Come On All You, as performed by Victoire, with percussionist Glenn Cochi. Next was an encounter with the Sea Lion Woman, with Masters at Work reimagining Nina Simone's interpretation of the Southern folk song for the first Verve remixed album, finally leaving us dazed by Dread Colors' Frames of Static 2 from Collected Oral Detriments, Volume 10. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with a piece of Colin Sherman's Extended Sonority. You can find playlists and show archives on the website www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Air pollution from power plants, vehicles, and other sources can worsen asthma and other health problems. So as the Trump administration reduces air pollution regulations, many clean air advocates are worried.
It's very scary because it's not abstract, right? Like my son has pretty severe respiratory issues.
Isabel Gonzalez-Whitaker is with the nonprofit Moms Clean Air Force, a group of parents working to protect kids from pollution and climate change. She says given federal rollbacks, the group is focusing on state and local advocacy.
This is a trying time, so we're looking for opportunities where we can find them to drive impact.
For example, they're pushing for state policies that limit air pollution, advocating for states to plug abandoned oil and gas wells that emit methane, and building support for more electric school buses. And they're encouraging parents to turn their concerns into action by writing letters and op-eds, submitting testimonies to lawmakers, or lobbying elected officials.
I think the more that we rally and the more that we provide voice to our discomfort and our disappointment, the less long, hopefully, that we have to live under circumstances that are super scary.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.